In today's daily halacha, we're going to discuss a number of factors that relate to the prayers of Rosh Hashanah and Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. It's brought down in Achrayim that the Chazan for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur has to review the davening, the meaning of the words, and the midrashic meanings behind the prayers. It's added in letters of the Rebbe that he must also know the Hasidic teachings behind the words in the prayers. And special emphasis is to be placed specifically with the piyutim, with the hymns that are sounded, that are read during the Chazaras Hashatz of Shachris and Musaf. This, however, doesn't only apply to the Chazan, but applies to every individual. And as is brought down in the Mate Ephraim, and in the Kaf HaChaim, and in the Shari Tshuva, that every father that has time is to teach his children the meaning of the prayers, and the meaning especially of the piyutim. And people have to take out time to do this, to understand what is it that they are saying in the davening. Interestingly, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tavkuf Pei Bei Sif Zayin, that although during the year a person does not have to be so particular and careful regarding correct punctuation, and nusach of the words that he reads, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and during the praise of Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, one must be especially careful regarding the nusach that he reads and the exact punctuation of the words. And the reason brought down for this is because since these are days of judgment, we don't follow only one's kavana, one's inner intent behind the words, but we also follow what the actual words being said. Regarding the regular year, there's a story of the wife of the Tzemach Tzedek, that one time her son, the Maril, mentioned something a little belittling regarding her saying of Tehillim. How she couldn't memorize the Tehillim because every day she read it differently with a different punctuation in a different way, meaning that she couldn't read it properly. The Tzemach Tzedek scorned at the statement of the son of Maril. But the idea is that in other times we don't play as much emphasis to the wording of the prayer as much as to the intent of the heart of the person praying. But in Rosh Hashanah, which is Yom HaDin, even the words being said, irrelevant of the Kavanah, have special emphasis, and therefore a person must be specially careful. Based on this, a very long list of different words and punctuations are brought down in Paiskim of how things are to be read, such as, for examples of discussion, if one should say L'chaim or L'chaim, if one should say L'chaim Tovim versus just L'chaim, if what to say Dvorach Emes, or you should say Dvorach Malkeinu. There's a lot of different discussions regarding particular words, and the rule is that a person should be extra careful during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah to read exactly the way it is printed in the Siddur. I'm going to discuss now regarding the Mizmor of Shir HaMalis that's recited in Shachris. So it's a minhag to recite Shir HaMalis Mima'amakim between Yishtabach and Baruch Hu throughout the days of Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. What's the makor, the source of this minhag? As well, what does someone do if he's found in a different place of davening while the congregation is already up to Yishtabach and is reciting Shir HaMalis? So this minhag is brought down in Kisvei Arizal, in the writings of the Arizal, and is brought down in the Magen Avraham in chapter 54, in the name of that reason. That is the first marker regarding the saying of this mizmor. The Magen Avraham mentions this mizmor and brings a discussion of whether it is permitted to say it, or maybe it is considered an interval between Yishtabach and Birchas Krishma. And in the Shulchan Aruch, the Alter Rebbe actually does not even make any mention of this in chapter 54. However, in the Siddur, the Alter Rebbe placed the Mizmor in between, hence proving that he does not hold that this saying of the Mizmor has any interval between the prayers. Nevertheless, there are communities that are not accustomed to say Shir HaMaalot at all during Aseres Yimei Tshuva because of this reason. What, however, is the reason behind our minhag and others that are accustomed this way to say it and don't consider it an interval if it's not brought down in Paiskim, and the Magen Avraham leaves it in question? So the explanation is, as explained in some Achreinim, that since it is being said as a praise to Hashem, so it is similar to the rest of the prayers said in Psuki de Zimra, which are verses, Psuki de Zimra, of praise, and so to this Shir HaMaalot is a verse of praise. So explains the Digelman Ravava in Siman Nundalot 54, that it's not considered an interval. And it's also brought in Aruch HaShulchan and Torah Chaim Sofer. The Kaf HaChaim therefore concludes, after bringing a list of Paiskim, that one should not be scared, one should not refrain from saying the Mizmor of Shir HaMaalot Mimamakim, and he should not worry about the issue of making an interval in davening. What is emphasized, though, in certain Svarim, is that the entire idea of this Mizmor is when it's set specifically between Yishtabach and Birchas Krishma. And this negates the custom of certain communities that they push it off and say it only after Tachanun, or prior to Tachanun, but not in the middle of Tachanun. So what exactly is the greatness of this Mizmor that's brought down in Kisvei Arizal? What is its meaning? So in Sifrei Kabbalah in Kisvei Arizal, it's brought down that the 10 days of repentance, Aseres Yimei Tshuva, each day, there is a different level of gevura and of oimik, of depth, which is revealed on that day. So there are 10 gevuras. Each day that a person says, Shir HaMaalot Mimamakim, Kirasicha Hashem, he sweetens the gevura of that day. So let's say on the first day, which is Rosh Hashanah, the first day we say Shir HaMaalot, that is the day of gevura of Keser. And the saying of Shir HaMaalot sweetens the gevuras of that day. And through sweetening all 10 gvuras on each day of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, we accomplish the general sweetening of all the gvuras, and we guarantee all the Jewish people a good, healthy, and sweet year. That is what is brought down in Kisvei Arizal. In Sifrei Chassidus, especially in Sifrei Chassidus Chabad, there are a number of maimonim that discuss the ma'ala, the greatness of this mizmor. And while not so much emphasizing as it emphasizes in Sifrei Kabbalah the effect it has on the upper worlds, being Matakin the Gvuras, it rather emphasizes what it does to the person himself. And the Alter Rebbe brings down Likutei Torah that the Mizmor of Shir HaMaalot Mimamakim represents the deep cry of the soul, the cry of the Yechidah, that a person can have many depths of levels of a cry. And this represents the deepest level, the level of the Cholibidah Ashticha, and the level of Imamakim is of a level even deeper that comes from the essence of the Yechidah itself. And this is like someone who's digging in a deep, deep well in order to gain water, and once he reaches there, a gush of water comes out. And this is more advantageous than even other types of sources of water. It is not the Chabad custom to open the Arin while reciting this Mizmor, and likewise we do not say it verse after the Chazan. However, in other communities, they open the Aron while it is said, and they do recite it verse after verse. This Mizmor is to be recited even when davening in private, and is not only something to be said when you're with a minyan. Few questions. What is the din if the Chazan forgot to recite Shir HaMaalot, and someone reminded him and he already began Kaddish? So this is brought down in Paiskim. And what a person is to do in such a situation, the Chazan, if he already began Kaddish, then he gets to finish Kaddish and continue straight to Yetzar, omitting Shir HaMaalot. As once you begin Kaddish, you have to finish. If a person is holding in the middle of Psuki de Zimra, and the congregation has already reached Shir HaMaalot, what is he to do? So it's brought down in the Mate Ephraim, Aleph Lamate, that he is to actually stop, and say it together with the congregation. Furthermore, they add that upon reaching Ishtabach, he is to repeat Shir HaMaalot again prior to Yetzer. And the reason for this is because the entire ma'ala and greatness of this Shir HaMaalot is when it says specifically in between Ishtabach and Yetzer. And that's when it affects its tikkun. But nonetheless, when you're davening and you haven't reached yet that part with the minyan, but the minyan's saying it, you should also stop and say it together. So a person davening not on the same pace as the minyan will end up saying it twice with the minyan, even if he's a middle psukim in Zimra, and also when he reaches Yishtabach.